Susie Williams is the trumpet soloist now in our theme, Billy Strayhorn's Take the A Train. One of the very important aspects of this particular performance, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that the first chorus will be played by our piano player.
And of course the piano player is Duke Ellington, but of course he was so much more than that. On WGLT Normal, here on Radio Munson, I told Judy Valente of GLT on a piece that aired earlier today that interviewing Duke Ellington was maybe the highlight of my broadcast career, which now spans 57 years. Here he is on his 70th birthday in 1969, doing a concert at the Manchester Free Trade Hall in the United Kingdom. He had a great band then, as they recorded Billy Strayhorn's Take the A Train, featuring Cootie Williams' great growling trumpet, with Victor Baskin on bass and Rufus Jones playing the drums. The 70-year-old Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1969, here on Radio Munson. You know I love to play Duke Ellington music here on this show. I may love to play Count Basie music even more. I was thinking about Duke's rhythm section. We heard them there. They were so competent, but you don't hear much about them. Duke didn't use a rhythm guitarist in most of his performances or recordings. In this case, Victor Gaskin was playing the bass and Rufus Jones on drums, with Duke Ellington, of course, the piano player, as was Count Basie with his band. And unlike Ellington, Basie had a guitar in his rhythm section. His name was Freddie Green. I'm going to do something, a couple of somethings, actually, by the Basie band. You know, Basie and Ellington did not have a rivalry. They were contemporaries, and both greatly respected the other. It was a sort of a mutual love affair. They never said a cross word about each other. In fact, they continually praised each other. Basie had died in 1984, and the first recording is by Diane Schur in 1987, and then we'll play something a little earlier in the late 60s by Arthur Prysock with the Basie band. Clarence Banks on trombone here with Diane Schur. Dennis Mackerel is on drums. Freddie Green on guitar. Freddie Green would die 1 week after this live recording was made. And this is Lynn Seaton playing the bass.
I'm traveling light because my man has gone. So from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye. Took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see. Some lucky night, he may come back again, but until then, I'm traveling I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know. I'm traveling.
But when you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. Play with fire till your fingers burn. And when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. Or when you hear a call to follow your heart, you'll follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, for I'm an old hand, and I'll understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on, come on to me. Don't go to strangers, darling. Come on, come on to me.
The great Arthur Prysock with the Count Basie Band, I think circa 1965, and Billy Byers did the arrangement for Don't Go to Strangers on Radio Munson. Well, don't you be strangers. We're expecting you to be back here for the last couple of editions of Radio Munson next Thursday and the Thursday after. We still have a ways to go in this one. We're going to go back to the roaring 1920s and early 1930s here in just a few minutes. We go back to the late 30s before the break with Artie Shaw's band. You know, why don't we get everybody up on the dance floor? This was 1938, late 1938. Artie Shaw's band had played at the Cafe Carlyle and had moved over to the Hotel Lincoln, both of them in Midtown Manhattan. The showroom in the Hotel Lincoln was called the Blue Room, where there was dancing every night. Artie Shaw's band was playing Stardust.
Thank you.
The Sugarfoot Stomp, also called the Dippermouth Blues, lifted right out of the Roaring Twenties by Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, a contemporary band that plays that great old-time music note for note in New York City and elsewhere. That was Vince playing the tuba there behind John Eric Kelso on cornet and Herb Gardner on trombone, and just some great musicians in New York in that band. Did I say we have a couple of shows left after tonight? I think I did, but I didn't do the math before I said that. There are three more Radio Munson shows after this one tonight on GLT. Our final show is on December the 28th. See, that's why I'm hanging it up. I can't do the math anymore, and I can't remember what I've said either. We have Bonnie Gibson singing a song from New Orleans out of the Roaring Twenties coming up in a few minutes with a bunch of musicians from New Orleans. Right now, here's Fats Waller and his music.
I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby. Baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was the teacher, and the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby. Baby's crazy about me. Parson, get that boat. Hold it in your hand. Keep a steady lookout. You can understand. It's an A1 combination. Perfect he and she. Crazy about my baby. Yeah, baby's crazy about me. Walking on that boom. about my baby. My baby's crazy about me. Here it is, babes. Your license number is 94136.
I've got my fingers crossed. Not that I'm superstitious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Why, I don't want trouble from old man Trouble. And that goes double. Don't be counting because I'm in love. Yes, I got my fingers crossed. This feeling's so delicious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true.
Fats Waller here on Radio Munson with some great stride piano, and I'm Crazy About My Baby, and then it's Bonnu Gibson and a song that Fats Waller recorded earlier called I've Got My Fingers Crossed, and that was David Boardinghouse playing piano for Bonnu Gibson. With Tom Fisher playing the clarinet, we heard Dave Sager on trombone and Charles Fardella on cornet here on Radio Munson on GLT. I'm Don. I'm glad you're with me wherever you are this evening. What the heck? As long as we're down in New Orleans, let's listen to Al Hurt playing trumpet with his band. And I think Pete Fountain is playing clarinet, although I can't guarantee that, on an old favorite called When the Saints Go Marching In.
Thank you.
That's Al Hurt on Radio Munson, and it may have been Pete Fountain playing clarinet, or it may not have been. There are no credits on the recording that I just played, although Al Hurt was credited. It was his album on RCA Victor. And the Saints must be the at least unofficial theme song of New Orleans, or official city song, right? I mean, if it's not, it should be. Here on our Thursday evening get-together, you know, you can reach me at don.munson@comcast.net. I love to wallow in the past on these shows. And when I played a song that Curtis Sigers recorded a little while ago called Sweet Kentucky Ham, I mentioned that Dave Frischberg wrote it. Frischberg wrote wonderful stuff. And was also an outstanding jazz pianist who started singing his own songs, accompanied by his piano. And he liked to wallow in the past a little bit as well. And I always thought this is a perfect song to play for those of a certain age who listen to this show. If you're a little too young to be of that certain age, then here's what it was like back then. It's called Dear Departed Past.
Am I hopelessly old-fashioned? 'Cause I'm harboring a passion for the olden days. Is my sense of time so out of joint? It's starting to distort my point of view. Does my antiquarian brain contain imaginary memories of golden days? Can one feel a real nostalgia for a time and place one never even knew? I anticipate times to come with something less than jubilation, and I'm looking to times gone by with something more and more like admiration. Here's to the dear departed past, the musty magazines, the sepia-tinted scenes of long-forgotten places. Here's to the dear departed past, the photographs you find that seem to bring to mind familiar family faces. That's when every sky was bluer, clouds seemed to disappear back then. That's when every friend was truer. Ah, but then again, didn't they know you when? And here's to the folks who lived next door. Let's cut across the yard, drop in and leave a card with neighborly affection. Here's to the ways we'll see no more. The manner and the style makes you want to smile, a happy retrospection. As for me, I'll forget about the future, 'cause the future fades away too fast. Now's the time to lift a cup of cheer and say, "Hear, hear, for the dear departed past." Here's to the sides we used to spin, the bluebirds and savoys with all the surface noise, the Lindy Hops and foxtrots. Here's to the orphan Annie pin, the secret squadron ring the mailman used to bring for a quarter and some box tops. Music on the uke was easy, E7 always went to A. Chinese checkers and Parcheesi. And every Saturday, the movie matinee. I loved the 55 Bel Air and the 37 Fords, complete with running boards and rumble seats and fenders. And where are the clothes we used to wear? Now don't forget your tie, button up your fly, fasten your suspenders. As for me, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow wasn't built to last. Now's the time to weep a little tear into your beer for the dear departed past. While the gang is switching channels, I prefer to comb the annals of the sporting scene. The biographies and photographs of yesterday's athletically inclined. Though I'm occasionally enchanted by the sports we take for granted on the TV screen, still I get a lot of static from the sentimental attic of my mind. And I long for the single wing. I miss the dropkick and the spitter. I ignore the expansion teams, and I deplore the designated hitter. Here's to the champs of yesterday. Jack Dempsey, John McGraw, Bill Dickey, Sammy Baugh, the movers and the shakers. Here's to the teams that moved away from disenfranchised towns. The old St. Louis Browns, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's when basketballs had laces and halfbacks played safety on defense. That's when there were parking places. Hot dog for a dime. White Castle, 7 cents. And here's to White Castles by the sack. I heard somebody say they're still around today, but they wouldn't taste the same now. Here's to the years that won't be back, the days that dodged away and left us here to play a completely different game now. Here's to the echoes of tomorrow, soon to be memories at last. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past.
That was Dave Fishberg with his Dear Departed Past before the break on Radio Muncie. Don't you love it? The Dear Departed Past, I mean. Me too. So let's go back there for just a minute. It's 1959, and Count Basie's Second Testament Band is appearing in Miami at the Americana Hotel. And word has gone around that he's doing an after-hours thing for an album called Breakfast, Dance, and Barbecue. The Basie Band at this point has Count Basie, of course, on piano. That's Freddie Green playing guitar. Al Gray on trombone, Joe Newman, Thad Jones, Frank West, Frank Foster, Harry Sweets Edison, Sonny Payne on drums. It's a great band. And you and I have managed to get a table among a whole lot of Miami area musicians whose jobs are done for the evening. After all, it's past midnight. They've come in, they've straggled in to hear the Basie Band do Motown Swing and then the 1 o'clock jump. Isn't it great to be here? Count Basie's Second Testament Band, 1959 at the Americana Hotel in Miami. They were recording that for an album that came out later called Breakfast, Dance, and Barbecue. Breakfast, Dance, and Barbecue, the Count Basie Orchestra. You should have that in your collection. It's Radio Munson here on GLT. Yeah, we've been going back a few years from the get-go here on this Thursday evening. Let's go all the way back here. I mean all the way back, even beyond ourselves. Eddie Erickson does a little vocalizing and plays some banjo. Rebecca Kilgore plays guitar and harmonizes a little bit vocally. And Dan Barrett plays trombone. Joel Forbes on bass. And this one's for you, Maggie.
I wandered today to the hill, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, where we used to stroll long ago. The green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where once the daisies sprung. But I love you the same as of old, Maggie, when you and I were young.
Then you play
to the hill,
and add a note or two of
Maggie,
pure harmony. Tell the orchestra
the
to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obligato.
The creek
now that raggy tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the
Maggie,
music that they play. Just rock
through
your blues away, and all the spots start to sway. Getting hot now.
The green
hear that
grove
time
is gone.
It's just
from the
time
hill.
All around a harmony, charmony.
Where once the day
is
full
of music that you can't breathe.
But I love
now you know
you
the
same
way. Tell the band to
as
play.
Of
and when they listen to us cruising it, say I got those when you and I were young, Maggie Blue. Now the green grass is gone from the hill, Eddie.
Oh no, Becky. Where once the days is sprung. Love you the same
tell the band to
as
play.
Of old,
and when they listen just cruising
Maggie,
it, say I got those when you and I were young, Maggie Blues.
That's Eddie Erickson with Becky Kilgore, Dan Barrett on trombone, Joel Forbes playing bass. Well, most of us don't go back quite that far, but many of us go back a heck of a long way together. And I'm thinking we've covered a lot of miles together. So here's our song from Barbara Carroll.
Hey, old friend, are you you okay? Oh, friend, what do you say? Oh, friend, are we or are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, and in a pinch, sure they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss? Old friend, here's to us, who's like us? Damn few. Hello, oh friend, I want the what, when, and how. Old friends tend to become old habits. I never knew how much I missed you till now. New friends pour through the revolving door. Maybe there's one that's more, and in a pinch, sure they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss? Old friend, here's to us. Who's like us? Damn few. What do you say? Are we or are we unique?
Pianist singer Barbara Carroll would sing that often in Bemelman's Bar in the Carlisle Hotel, just off of Cafe Carlisle. People would come out of a show at Cafe Carlisle and wed themselves into Bemelman's Bar to hear the talented Barbara Carroll. A lot of them old friends, for sure. Well, that's Peter Asher playing piano with Andy Farber's band, and what they're signaling is it's time to wrap up another Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Let me hear from you. My email address is don.munson@comcast.net. We have three more, count them, three more Radio Munson broadcasts before our final show on December 28th. As always, thanks for listening.